Yeah, we've obviously heard that down here, and it probably will be a surprise to many Forest fans that, you know, Paul Heckenbottom has been linked to the job. As my understanding is, and our understanding at the Post here, is that he wouldn't be interested in taking the job. And I think that's a theme that seems to be running right through at the minute, that there's a lot of managers that have been approached by the football club that clearly don't, that aren't prepared to leave the jobs they're in to work for Fawaz Al-Hassawi for the issues that have been well documented in the past. And it's our understanding, as I say, that Paul Heckenbottom wouldn't be keen on taking the role. So he's obviously onto something good at Barnsley. He's got something going there. I'm aware that there are one or two issues. They haven't got a chief executive. They've just lost Sam Winnall to Sheffield Wednesday. Conor Hourihan looks like heading off to Aston Villa, and one or two other players as well. So, but I would be very surprised if he was to take the job.
And another name, Baz, that's been sort of touted is Dougie Friedman going back. Is that something likely, having been there already under Fawaz?
I think, again, it would be. It's one of those. It sounds daft, but it would be a surprise. But equally, it probably wouldn't be a surprise. We've run a story in the paper today that one of Friedman's former players at Forest, Matt Mills, has suggested that he would be. You know, there's a few players at the club that would be keen to see his return. Obviously, Fawaz Al-Hassawi did dispense of Friedman's services last season, but Dougie is out of work. He had a tricky time at Forest. Dougie, he was working at the club under a transfer embargo. That meant he couldn't sign players for money. His record in the transfer market was very good at Forest, but fans are very divided on whether they would like him back or not. But given the perilous situation that Forest find themselves in the Championship currently, I think that wouldn't necessarily be a bad move, certainly to the end of the season, just to steady the ship a bit. You know, he's got Championship experience. He knows a lot of the Forest squad. He would be popular with one or two in the dressing room, but at this stage, you could rule nothing in or out. It's a very, very difficult situation that Forest have got in trying to attract the right person.
I was going to ask, actually, when it came to Dougie Friedman, because, I mean, it's the fan reaction. What would it be? Because I can remember listening 18 months or so ago to a national phone-in, and it became a bit of a joke almost to me and those who I was travelling with, that week in, week out, there'd be a Forest fan on, not best pleased with the style of football being played under Dougie Friedman. But I guess with everything that's been going on, would he almost be like a relief to get him back now?
Like I mentioned earlier, I think you'd get a section of the support. You've only got to take a look at social media, which is very divisive. I think there's a group of supporters that say, look, given the situation that Forest are in, you know, it's not great. Dougie knows the place, knows what he'd be working with. He knows the majority of the squad, and he's also an excellent wheeler dealer in the transfer market. Now, there's an argument to say that he actually signed better players for Forest when they were under an embargo last season than they did under Philippe Montagne and the director of football, Pedro Pereira, who's no longer at the club, this summer just gone. So I think it depends on, it's like any football supporter. You could put 10 supporters in a room, you'd get probably four or five that would say, yeah, bring Dougie back, and the rest of them would say, no, his football wasn't great, I didn't enjoy it, but it was effective at times. You know, Forest went on a tremendous unbeaten run last season under Friedman. They were defensively very stoic, which under Philippe Montagne, up until his departure, you know, they had one clean sheet, and then they drew his final game at Birmingham City 0-0. So two clean sheets in over half a season, but clearly wasn't good enough. And under Dougie, they were very, very solid, if unspectacular.
Looking at matters on the pitch for a moment, Henry Lansbury, who's been arguably the talisman for Nottingham Forest, has gone now. You think he moved to Aston Villa. How big a loss is that for Nottingham Forest and for them in the way they play?
I don't think it's a huge loss, if I'm brutally honest, because Lansbury's a very, very good Championship player, don't get me wrong. But he had a habit during his 4 years at Forest of drifting in and out of games, and generally, there would be games where you would want Lansbury to grab it by the scruff of the neck, and he didn't always do that. And of course, Forest haven't had him since the game against Newcastle in the first week of December, where they beat them 2-1 at the City Ground. So they've had plenty of time to get used to not playing with him. And coming back to the supporters and the club, I think everybody's kind of relieved it's over, because pretty much every transfer window since Lansbury's arrival, there's been some kind of speculation about Lansbury going. You know, last season it was he was literally on the verge of joining Burnley with Sean Dyche. Dougie actually, coming back to Dougie, he thought that deal had been done. He'd lined up Lukas Jukovic, the Burnley striker at that point. He's now at Birmingham as part of the deal to come to take Lansbury to Burnley. So, you know, there's always been speculation about Lansbury. So that's done and dusted. And Forest have got, you know, they have got good options in midfield. Obviously, they've got Chrissy Cowan's out, currently injured, but you know, David Vaughan, Matty Cash has come through the ranks this season. Ben Osborne, we've just been at the City Ground speaking to Ben Osborne, who obviously scored that quite wonderful free kick against Bristol City on Saturday. So then they will miss him. It'd be naive to suggest that any club in the Championship would miss an informed Henry Lansbury. You know, only a few miles away at Barnsley at the end of November, Lansbury in front of the Sky cameras scored a quite brilliant hat-trick, but I don't think he's as big a loss as what some people will make out. And as I say, Forrest do have options in that midfield area where he's not around, so they will have to get used to him not being there.
The game is a trip to West Yorkshire for Forest. Last time they were in the general vicinity was actually on Boxing Day. The 2-1 loss to Huddersfield. If something similar isn't going to happen again, I mean, who of all these players would you say for Forest is going to have to step up tomorrow night to make a difference against Leeds?
I think it's obviously going to be a tricky game at Elland Road. You know, they've won five in a row. They've not conceded a goal there for a while. They're in form of, obviously, they lost at Barnsley on Saturday evening. But what I would say is Forest on Saturday against Bristol City were a much different proposition to what they have been previously. They were much stronger. While they didn't create a huge amount of chances, they looked solid, and that's something they haven't been all season. They had a left back at left back and a right back at right back, and that made such a difference to the balance of their side. And they have got good players. You know, we shouldn't forget that it's only back at the end of August that Forest played Leeds off the pitch for long periods and beat them 3-1 at the City Ground. You know, since then Leeds have obviously under Gary Monk have had a bit of stability. They've gone towards the top of the Championship and Forest have gone down the bottom. But the two playing squads haven't changed that much from that day. And I think players like Matty Cash, Ben Osborne, Jack Hobbs, Michael Manson will be key. And obviously, all the time you've got British Ombolonga in your team, Forest are going to have half a chance. And so, as I just mentioned, we've just been down to the City Ground. We spoke to Gary Brazil, the caretaker boss. And, you know, they're obviously aware of Leeds' threats. They're not naive. They know exactly what to expect at Elland Road. But Forest have got a good record there. And I think in the last five visits that Ben Osborne's played in, or the last five appearances against Leeds United, Forest have remained unbeaten. You know, they won their last season. So there's plenty of positives for Forest to take. They do have to, you know, stem the expected early pressure that they'll come under. The crowd, obviously, at Elland Road are always, you know, always up for it in the first 15, 20 minutes, certainly when Forest are the visitors. So, but they, you know, they did show on Saturday that when they're under pressure, with all everything that's going on around the ground, you know, protests before and all the chaos that's ensuing around the place, that they have got characters in that dressing room. Because just a couple of weeks ago at Wigan, they were outplayed at Wigan in the FA Cup, completely outplayed. They were booed off. It was a terrible performance, one of the worst I've seen in years. But they responded at Birmingham with a really gritty 0-0 performance. And obviously Saturday as well against Bristol City, when the chips were down, they came out and produced a strong performance. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't fluid like it was at the start of the season. But when they're in the situation that they're in at the minute, they need to tough it out, and tomorrow night will be a real big test. But who knows? Football's a funny old game, isn't it?
Certainly is, yeah. Fascinating game in prospect. Leeds United against Nottingham Forest. One you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. Leeds United Live will be back with Coral, Mark Wilson, Andrew Stats-Dalton and Neil Redfern will bring us the game live tomorrow night. For now, though, it's been great to get you on the show. Baz Cooper from the Nottingham Post, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much as well.